Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Hey there, it is the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. Steph, will you shut that door for us? Because my husband was born in a barn and can't figure that out. Thanks, honey.
Awesome.
Welcome to the show, the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Here with my best friend Haas.
Hello.
Producer Stephanie.
Hello.
And we have two guests here today.
You have a full house.
Yeah. I know, right?
I like it though.
I like it too. The more the merrier.
Yeah, dude.
So we have Angela LaRocca and Benjamin Hockman here today.
Yay!
Hey guys.
Hello!
So thank you guys for stopping by. Angela is a actress extraordinaire. Is it okay if I officially introduce you like that?
You can. I think everyone should put extraordinaire after whatever they do.
That would be awesome.
I love that.
Much better.
And then Benjamin is a sports columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Yeah, some grown-up stuff.
I was just going to say, you seem way too young to have such a grown-up job.
Yeah, I know. I'm wildly lucky to have this position because I'm wildly childish.
Well, we love sports here on the show, so we are definitely going to get into that in the next segment. We've got our new call in line, which is 415-MIX-A-LOT, if people want to call in and kick their nasty thoughts.
415-MIX-A-LOT. Kick them nasty thoughts.
I really wanted 1-800-MIX-A-LOT, but it's very expensive.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Very expensive. And so we're gonna take some calls a little bit. We're gonna talk about Angela because I just made my acting debut as an actress in a film that Angela directed.
And you liked it?
Me too.
Oh, well, I liked it, but I didn't realize how hard acting was.
Oh, yeah.
So I learned and
I can't imagine you would have the patience to do the same thing for like 30 takes.
Oh, but I only had one scene.
We nailed it. No, it was like Kelly.
We did like three takes, I think, maybe.
Pretty much, and that was purely for the camera. That was not anything that you did. That
right.
Was
really?
Part.
Yeah, see, so I should just switch careers to be an actress.
All right, cool.
Dang it, we have a job now?
I know, right?
I'm gonna go back to slinging records.
Hey, that's working for you, because your band, Highly Suspect, we were just going to talk about them.
Hey, my babies.
They just released a new album that we're going to give away in a little bit.
Yep.
So Haas works in the music industry, and so he worked for like Universal forever.
Interscope, and then worked for Q Prime, and now I work for a company called Indigoot, who manages...
Yeah,
a handful of rock bands,
including
this band. And not only did the record come out Friday, but this song, My Name is Human, is officially the number one song in the country at rock.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so Haas is like a big music rep in New York. He's the only person in the office that they don't make live in New York.
Thank God.
So he still does the job from there. Speaking of New York, well, real quick, what's the name of this song if somebody wanted to go and download
it? The name of the song is My Name is Human.
Yeah, I downloaded it on iTunes.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm a rap girl, so I expected this to be kind of screamy.
They're signed to a rap label.
I'm a rap girl.
They're signed to 300.
I'm secretly black on the inside. At least I try to be.
Sure.
So I didn't think I would like it, but I listened to it, and it's a great song.
They are on 300 Records, which is a very hip-hop label. It's them and Fetty Wap. And,
if they ever need a guest MC... Hook sister up.
Well, I would imagine they'll be coming back to town soon.
In 2000, the year 2000, I wrote the rap song White Lightning.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you still remember it?
I'm the Caucasian sensation with infiltration of this rap game's pontification.
Wow.
I'm not notorious nor my glorious. I'm just here to make the club uproarious.
I think that Benjamin and I could be the next like Beastie Boys if we ever teamed up.
Oh, yeah. I'm Jewish, so here we go.
And I'm a
groupie,
so here we go.
Yeah.
So I said we were sick of talking about politics, but then the stupid crap keeps coming up in the news. I had it written down somewhere. Melania Trump, our new first lady, has decided that she's not going to live in the White House.
Because it's not big enough?
Well, it sounds like this is going to be a permanent decision. It's because of her son, Barron. Melania says that she has raised him with no nannies or help, which I kind of don't believe.
I don't believe that at all.
But she said that his school is very important and he's close with his friends and that, you know, they don't want to live in the White House. You know, I mean, the White House is kind of an outdated, like,
it is
bed and breakfast, right?
I mean, I'm sure that it's the most high-tech bed and breakfast you'd ever see.
Yeah.
But, I mean, on one hand, I get it, but it's not like Barron would be the first kid to have to uproot and go to the frickin' White House.
Yeah, I'm calling shenanigans on this too, because I think, yeah. I mean, I think even if they let him finish out the school year, not in the White House, they're going to move him there. They're going to move there.
You
I mean, Trump
will?
Was Trump was even talking about like going back to New York on weekends. I'm sorry, since when does a president get weekends?
That's true.
Well, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Right. Well, I just think that, you know, I mean, I get it as a mom. I just think that with Donald Trump, everything is going to be new. Like what people.
It's going to be different.
He's going to make his own rules. But to me, it is weird to not have the first family living in the White House.
Yeah. Like does that mean we're going to have toga parties a lot? Just random people passed out on the front lawn.
Did any of you see the video that was released over the weekend of Donald Trump and then Rudy Giuliani dressed as a woman in drag?
I did.
No.
And
yeah.
Donald Trump, like, you know, does a little motorboating.
What?
It's like a funny, like, gag reel or something, but it's Donald Trump.
Is it like an old video or is this like current?
Yeah, it's older.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know how
like,
old, but
there's our president and our secretary of defense.
I was like, wow. I guess the election night party got a little crazy.
No, it was an old video and they're in character doing something.
Yeah.
But, Steph, can we find that and put that on the blog at kellymano.com?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I want to see that.
People need to see that. It's funny. They're being filmed for something. I don't know what it was. And then, so Angela, you've done a lot of theater in your life, right?
I have.
You have. Yeah. Now, what do you think about the cast of Hamilton calling out Vice President Mike Pence? So I watched it, and I that stuff makes me so uncomfortable. Even when I worked for Steve in D.C. for years and years, and we did all those phone shams, I hated them. I would be, like, in the back, like, eating paper. Like, I don't want them to answer. So watching him get called out like that was so hard to watch.
Donald Trump took it worse than Mike Pence did.
Yeah.
We need to take away Donald Trump's Twitter completely.
Yeah. Mike Pence was, there was something in the news that said, he even said to his daughter, like, this is what freedom looks like. He was happy with it.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, I mean, he doesn't get to be a public figure and not get called out for things.
Right.
You know who has.
They said it's the sweetest thing. It wasn't like.
Right.
They just said like a sweet thing. Like, hey, just be nice to people.
They were very respectful.
You know who has no sympathy for the Pence family?
Who?
The Abraham Lincoln family.
Ah, that's a good point.
That's
a good point.
He got all
lucky.
Yeah,
Pence got all lucky. No, but I mean, just the idea of like, he just said a sweet thing. And for the president-elect to say that they harassed him is seemed rather inaccurate.
It's very Trump-esque.
Yeah, it was embarrassing and kind of hard to watch. But everything they said was not mean. I mean,
no, it was very respectfully done, I thought.
Yeah,
no,
I thought it was.
I thought that that's when they used art for power and for self-expression.
Right.
They had something to say. They're like, how often are we going to get this chance?
Yeah,
to
with
do
a captive.
What we want, so they took it.
Yeah,
I
with a captive
the
audience and the VP right there.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think that anyone said anything derogatory or inflammatory towards them. You know,
no,
it was just
like they were calling him anything.
No, not at all. And obviously, if you go to Hamilton, you know what you're walking into.
Yeah.
And I think that they just took it upon themselves to reiterate, by the way, don't forget what you just watched and who performed it. And let's move forward.
All that good stuff. Yep. Well, good for them. I mean, like you said, Angela, that's a good opportunity to use art for power. You have to use the platform you have.
Yep.
You know, to do stuff like that. We're going to go to break because I cannot get my chair where I wanted it. In case any of you have not noticed me going up and down 14 times, it's because my husband sat in it and he messed everything up. So,
have you officially given up on the pink chair?
Yes.
It's mine now.
It's broke my heart. So I bought this pink chair off Craigslist. I met some lady in a parking lot.
I love
paid
it.
Like $50 for it because it was going to be my pink chair. And it is so uncomfortable.
I love it.
It's really
all right.
I know. And look, Stephanie.
I will keep it.
Stephanie changed my life. Angela?
I said the same thing before we went on the show. I had no idea these were a thing.
Have you ever seen unwrapped Starburst?
They're Starburst minis. Oh, my gosh.
Listen.
Yeah.
The barrier the barrier of unwrapping a Starburst has been broken.
Yep.
Because, honestly, I avoid Starburst because they're too much damn worse.
Yep.
Yeah, I look at it the opposite way. It's like Hanukkah nights. You're opening a present.
It's a practice in patience. But Stephanie brought those in, and I'm like, not only that, you can see the colors, and you can pick the good ones.
The only way that this gets better is if they start making bags of just the strawberry ones.
Pink pink and red. The strawberry and cherry are great.
Oh, man, I love them
all. No question. Yeah, it's like pink and red, John and Paul, and then the yellow and the orange are like George and Ringo.
Orange is Ringo, 100%.
Yeah. George is pretty cool, actually. Yeah.
I don't even know why they make the orange.
Orange
and
might even be Pete Best.
I love the orange. Orange is my favorite.
Stu Sutcliffe.
You're why, then. You're the reason.
I love the orange. Orange is my favorite. I'll even eat the yellows. I like the yellows, but
orange,
I love the orange.
Orange Starburst matter.
They do.
We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show. That's right, yo, and I'm in the flow, so pump up the volume alone.
the crowd go. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Tick, 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 boom. Yeah. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room.
Break it on down.
Pump it up, come up now. Pump it up, come up now.
That I never make a wag jam, but sometimes I get nervous and start to stutter, and I fumble every word I utter. So I just try to chill, but it gets worse and worse and worse still. I need the crowd to get into it. They help me calm down and I can get through it. So higher, higher, get your hands to the ceiling. Let it go, y'all. Don't fight the feeling. Might get a stranglehold, sweat pouring, and like Jordan, yo, I'm scoring. Yeah, that's right, y'all, and I am in the flow. So pump up the volume along with the tempo. Many have died trying to stop my show. I came here tonight to hear the crowd go.
Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room.
Take it to where I am.
Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Tick, 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 tick.
Look in the mirror and not recognize the person looking back at you? Wish you could go back in time and reverse the signs of aging? Then you need to schedule a free consultation at Aurora Medical Spa. Now with two locations in De Pere and the Chesterfield Valley, Aurora Medical Spa is St. Louis's premier medical spa. Ranked the number one Botox provider in the St. Louis area, offering the most advanced and effective skin procedures. Other services include laser hair removal, tattoo removal, skin resurfacing, microdermabrasion, and much, much more. Consultations are always free. You have nothing to lose, except a few wrinkles. Visit their website to see amazing before and after transformations at auroramedicalspa.com. Mention the Kelly Mano Show and get $20 off your first visit. That's www.auroramedicalspa.com. Aurora Medical Spa. We take skin seriously.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Just Dancing West in St. Peter's. Many of you know I take this fabulous old ladies hip-hop dance class. It is so much fun. But even more important than that at Just Dancing West is the ballroom classes that they provide. They're rolling out brand new partner classes. And you don't even have to have a partner. So, Haas, you are in luck. You are single. You are looking to mingle.
True.
Just take your seven-foot carcass over to Just Dancing West.
And I can actually learn something, too?
Yes. And you get to dance with the ladies.
That's always a bonus.
Even if you come with a partner, they rotate.
Always better to come with a partner.
they rotate throughout the class. So you get to dance with other people. Okay. So no partner needed. If you go to justdancingwest.com, you can find more specifics like days and times. And like again, level one, beginner classes, learn Latin, ballroom, and swing, all while meeting new people. They're located at North St. Peter's Parkway in St. Peter's, and you can visit their website, justdancingwest.com.
1, 2, 3, come on. We got DJ Kool and Duck. Get come fresh. On. Rockin' to the beat, cause we are the best. We got Dougie Fresh and Biz Markie. Hey. Rockin' to the beat and the place to be. We got Biz Markie and DJ 20. So hit me with your horns and make that money.
I told you last night about this being the new goal song for the Buffalo Sabres, right?
This is the best song ever written of all time. I mean, like, I don't... If I were stuck on a desert island and I had to listen to one song over and over and over again, it would be this song.
Really? One song?
This one.
Not one album, one song.
One song. What would you guys pick? Listen, when this song used to come on in Excalibur in Granite City, the dance floor would clear for Kelly Sumter when this song was on. Because they knew that I was going to come tear it up.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
For me, it would be nothing but a G-Thang, baby.
Oh, ooh. Yeah? I've got that right in here. Dr. Oh, yeah. Dre's The Chronic. You can't... There's not many albums stronger than that one in the 90s.
That's a good one.
Oh, seminal.
Yes.
Anything off of Appetite.
Well, he's a Guns N' Roses obsessed stalker.
Understandable. Yeah. So that's one of the best albums in rock history.
Yeah?
We had this debate. I'm hijacking your show, by the way.
No, go for it.
Which is better, Appetite for Destruction, or if you could take whatever songs you want off Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 and put them together?
Appetite. That's a hard one.
Still Appetite.
Appetite because of how different it was, and I'll make another analogy, which is awesome, is Appetite for Destruction came out in 1987 in Southern California and L.A., and it was the dirty side of rock and roll and everything that what was going on in Southern California at that time. There was another record that came out about the same time from a different group of five people living in Southern California in the same Los Angeles area. That album was called Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
Those two records are the exact same record for different genres.
Interesting. Yeah, that's what's
up. I like
the same story and everything. It's rock. It's rock versus rap, but it's sex, drugs, and then either hip hop or rock and roll.
Yeah.
And Angela, do you have a desert island song?
Well, Have to Be Hot in Her by Nelly. I mean, nice. is there any question from a St. Louis native?
That's no, well said. That's a good one. Mine would be the DJ Cool or Sweet Home Alabama by Skynyrd. I don't know why I love that Skynyrd song
very
so much.
Different.
It's one of my favorite Reese Witherspoon vehicles.
Yes. That movie is amazing. That's one of the ones I cannot turn off if I catch it on.
What about Election? Not election to go back to the election topic, but we just talked about that today. We saw a picture of her in the...
Tracy Flick. So Benjamin Hockman is here, but you know what? I'm going to start, ladies first.
Yes.
I'm going to start with the beautiful Angela LaRocca, who I happen to be a huge fan of. And so, you know, we're not going to get into your personal lives here, but, you know, you two are dating.
Aren't we cute?
You're like St. Louis's new power couple. Like hashtag power couple. And not only that, but you guys need your own like Brangelina hashtag, like hashtag Benjula or Hawk Rocka.
That's actually not bad.
Actually, when we post fancy pictures, I put Hawk and the Rock too cleaned up when we're all fancy. I'm like, that could be an album.
There you go.
Really, I mean, you guys are the crap. You guys need your... I would start with your own hashtag. Start pushing it down people's throats because Angela is an actress and she's most recently a director. So I had so much fun. I was a small role in her new film, Must Fool Everyone, which is in the safe hands of Dan Duffy right now, correct?
It is in the wonderful hands of Dan Duffy. Yes, it's being edited. The guy is a storyteller, which is why I chose him. I said, you have a way of just piecing things together in the most beautiful, truthful way. Yep. So I loved it. And that's how I met you.
Yes, was through Dan.
Came up to you and I was like, I've heard all two episodes of your podcast and I'm a super fan. And I was
so confused. I had literally done two podcast episodes and I went to a fundraiser event, a karaoke event for Dan Duffy. And he's like, oh my God, you have to meet this girl. She's a big fan of your podcast. I'm like, I've done two and they kind of sucked. But
no, they're both awesome.
But okay. And so that's how I met you. And I had so much fun on set. So when the movie comes out, is there going to be like a little premiere party?
No, there's going to be a big premiere party.
Nice.
We're going bigger going home.
And Lucy, my daughter Lucy, you know, she's an actress. Mm-hmm. She's represented by Talent Plus, the same agency as Angela. And she was the flower girl in the movie.
Oh, nice.
And what a star is she? The sound guy's like, Lucy, what's up? He's worked with her on all these commercials. I'm like, she doesn't mess around.
No, when Lucy walked in, she knew like the boom guy and the audio guy. Of course. And the grip guy. They're like, what up, Lucy? You know.
And she was a doll. She was so good and so patient.
She's so professional. Like that. Yeah. That's why she gets hired all the time, is because she acts like a grown-up on set. But
she does. We're the most grown-ups.
I know. She's more grown-up than me. I'm in the corner like playing fart games on my phone. I'm like,
I was like, Kelly, we need you in hair and makeup.
I was still in my sweatpants. So like, we're filming if you want to put your clothes on. I had to wear a dress and I don't usually wear those, and I was having boob issues.
You looked fantastic.
So
I was too.
Well, Benjamin has an unreal role in the movie that we won't talk about because I don't want to spoil anything. We'll just say
It
involved shaving body parts.
And fun fact, that was not even in the script.
That's he just volunteered.
That's commitment right there.
Commitment.
And dedication to the role.
Look, I'm the greats, Brando, Hoffman, Hackman, they would have done it too.
So many people were asking you if you had done acting before. I assumed that you have. Had you not?
Never. Angela's my first director.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm very comfortable in my own skin, literally and figuratively, apparently, when I took my shirt off and shaved my chest for the bathroom scene.
That's amazing. Well, I'm so glad that you two found each other to become hashtag St. Louis New Power Couple.
Thanks, it was Andy Cohen's dad that was pulling the strings on
him. He was the matchmaker.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Really? So
that is true.
How
Lou
did
Cohen.
You guys meet?
Yeah, I mean, I know Lou through, gosh, our parents are in the same
sure.
building. He lives where my parents do.
And then I'm Jewish from St. Louis, and all St. Louis Jews know each other.
Correct.
So Andy Cohen's dad knows my family. On one hand, baby, you could say that it was fate and it was beautiful that this man realized
right.
that your personality and my personality go together. Or he looked at it like, I know the only two single 30-somethings in St. Louis. What are the odds I know them both? Let's set them up.
Yeah, what he did. No, he made a quick phone call to your dad, and then he called my mom, and they didn't know that we had been talking a little bit, and magic happened.
Well, you guys, I'm just so glad you guys found each other. Oh, my producer is waving at me, because apparently we're already getting phone calls for Ben. I haven't even got to introduce him yet. I was getting there. But Ben is a sports columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Oh, did you lose your headphones?
Yeah, I can't really hear out of them well.
Oh, you know why? Because you are turned all the way
down. Because
they're
on zero.
Oh.
Much better. Here we go. Are we starting the show now?
No, yeah. We are. The reason people love this show so much is because we are a train wreck. We don't edit anything. We don't.
We probably should, but we don't.
Most people would. Okay, so Stephanie, are you telling me that we have phone calls already?
Yep.
Okay.
Angela, who?
Now you hit the button that says the thing.
Wait, I don't want to take John from Northco with man boobs.
Yeah. Sweet.
Talking about Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Do you want me to take that one, Jimmy? Or can we do Benjamin first?
Oh, both folks are good to wait. You can talk to Benjamin.
Okay.
First.
Well, I wanted to introduce Benjamin a little bit more because we got a lot of Facebook. Are you guys whispering over there? Sweet nothings into each other's ears?
Yes. Yeah. There's no question that she just said something that should have been heard. Hopefully no one heard.
I am going to go back and listen. No. And I'm going to isolate.
I can't hear out of you.
Okay.
That's fine.
Let me see.
Okay. So he may have whispered something and I couldn't hear.
That's mine you're messing with.
Oh, crap.
Oh, wait. Hold, please.
I'm messing with both of them.
Oh, okay.
What's really fancy about our show is that you can usually only hear out of one ear.
Right.
So you might have to take one off anyway. Well, just so you know, Angela, you sound fabulous.
Okay,
you,
thanks.
If
it's all that matters.
You just want to like, yeah, they're fine.
Do I sound tall?
No. Sorry.
Shoot.
So, Ben, how long have you been the sports columnist for STL Today? Now, are you technically what they call a beat writer?
I'm not, actually. Basically, a beat writer is the guy or girl that covers the team every day.
Okay.
Derek Gould does it for the Cardinals. Jeremy Rutherford, of course,
Blues.
Covers the Blues, and that means he goes to every practice, every game. My role as a columnist, it's myself and Jesus Ortiz.
Okay.
We are the columnists, so we kind of parachute into these different teams and basically just write what we think.
Wow.
So we work together with Jeremy and Derek and the other writers, but it's a pretty cool job. You know, they put your picture in the paper on the website and you get to put your personality into your writing and share your opinions about the teams. And some people hate you. Some people love you.
Like, but how many articles are you held to like per week or per month?
Because
sure. Writing is one of those crafts that it's so hard to be like, okay, now sit down and write.
Right. So I do 4 a week for the newspaper.
Holy cow, 4 a week?
Yeah. And I do a couple more for the website, just stltoday.com. I also do a weekly chat with readers where on Thursdays at 2, they come to stltoday.com and they ask me questions and I answer them, hopefully kindly. Some of the questions
right.
are about sports. Most of them, though, are about Hamilton or Seinfeld, my two favorite things. And
Those are your two favorite things?
Well, my girlfriend and my Lord and Savior. And then,
there you go.
I guess, my family. And
then somewhere down there is Hamilton and Seinfeld.
Yeah. Right.
Do you have a favorite sport to cover?
It's baseball. I mean, that's why I moved back here. I used to be the columnist for the Denver Post. And a columnist is a really humbling and fun job. And I was able to get it at a younger age in Denver. So I was like, oh, I'm good to go.
I'm going to take it.
Yeah, I'm good to go here. They have all four sports and the whole thing. But when my childhood idol, Bernie Mikles, retired from
he's
the newspaper,
awesome.
Isn't
yeah.
he great?
Bernie,
and,
it's great.
Yeah, he brings it. And he's got his radio show now on 101. So the job was available. And when I was able to you know, they called me to interview
for
it.
Did you, like, pee your pants when they said you had that job?
maybe something else.
I would have. I mean, that, you know, especially growing up in a baseball town.
Sure.
Right.
Now, how did you handle the Cubs winning the World Series this year? Is that something that you were angry about or happy about? Because you're allowed to put your personality into your piece.
Yeah, no question. I mean, when we were, I didn't know how I was going to handle it. And Angela and I watched a lot of the games. Her dad is a big Cubs fan. So we were watching it. And, like, right away, I was like, no, like I'm not like hoping these guys win. I'm and actually, so I do a podcast, the best podcast in baseball. It's actually the third best podcast in baseball. But we did, I did the best podcast in baseball with Derek Gould, and we did a whole show where readers just emailed letters how they were going to try to handle the Cubs, and most of them were like, I can't do it.
No.
Some of them were like, well, you know, they've been through a lot. But I will say this, like when that final out was made, I'm like, all right, there's nothing we can do about this now. That's pretty cool for them. And it really is from a storytelling standpoint. And Angela and I actually, we drove from St. Louis to Chicago.
That's what she said.
To go to the World Series games. And we stopped in small towns and interviewed Cubs fans. And it was neat to do the storytelling. These people who literally lived their whole lives and never seen the Cubs win at all.
And see, I got caught up in that for a minute because, you know, I was like, I hate the Cubs. I hate the Cubs. I hate the Cubs. Oh, look at this old guy that went to his dad's grave and listened to the thing on the radio. And then I was like, oh, they won. And then I was like, why did I feel like anything for them? Then I was just pissed the next
day. Changed.
I got caught up in the stories and all the love and all that crap. And who is your favorite athlete of all time, dead or alive?
Wow, that's a great question. I guess Muhammad Ali.
Yeah,
it's a very easy answer to say, but I think a lot of people didn't really, until he passed away, unfortunately, a lot of younger people didn't realize the eloquence of things he would say.
Yeah,
and he really was one of a kind, and there'll never be another Ali, no question about that.
Awesome. Well, we have phone calls, which I'm very bad at taking, but we're gonna try. We're gonna see how this goes here. We have got Jason on the line. I assume he's calling in to talk to Ben and talk to him about some kind of sports stuff. Jason, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
long
time listener, first time caller.
Yay!
Welcome to the show, sir.
I'm too busy patting myself on the back that I'm able to take an actual phone call. So, Jason, are you calling for Ben? Benjamin.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hey, Jason.
Go ahead.
Okay, so my question is, earlier in the week you had an article about possibly a coaching change for the Blues, but now they're on a 3-game win streak. Do you think it's just aberration, or do you think that a real change is needed?
I do think that they should at least consider a change, but you're not going to do it after a 3-game winning streak, of course. I wrote the piece not saying fire Hitch, but saying, let's look at this closely. I know he's a Hall of Fame coach, and we want him to see this thing through. And hey, we got to the conference finals last year. Can we do it again with this guy? But when you look at the penalties they were making.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How many too many men on the ice penalties are we going to get?
Right. And you, the lack of discipline, and you look at the way they weren't scoring offensively.
Yeah.
I really felt like that I wanted to write, hey, it's fair for us to now ask this question.
Absolutely.
He's not untouched.
He is hella dumb.
He is, and he also, first of all, thank you, Jason, for the phone call. So not only is he hella dumb, but he also has a hella attitude with some of the players.
I think that's every coach, though.
He is, but...
But the other coach is there. He's waiting, literally and figuratively, in waiting.
I have actually a Blues podcast that I do as well.
Okay. What's it called?
It's the very original name, Blues Hockey Podcast.
Oh, okay.
But last week when we were doing our show in the middle of being hot garbage, I made the comment. I said, if there was ever a team at a time that could make a coaching change with zero transition, it's this year's St. Louis Blues.
Right.
Because the new coach is already on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as kicking Hitchcock to the side and Yobu's over 3 feet.
And Jason, if you're still listening, I mean, just the idea of like, yes, they lost 8-4 and that was, oh my God, what a day that was.
Right.
But then since then they've won the 3 at home and it was really good to see, especially last night with Allen playing so well. All right. So yeah, I'm not saying like it's an aberration. I'm just saying let's see this thing for the next couple weeks and just know that Hitch is not untouchable.
Oh, no. By any means
and
he's not.
And the team better not be thinking, we got to see this through because he got us there last year, so we got to see this
through. That doesn't
mean
anything.
I hope they're not thinking that.
And they blew up our team as far as players go, but then left the same coaching staff there, and that's what just confused me because this transition to this small and fast team has not been an easy one, and we knew that was coming.
Right.
But I really think that a lot of the wins that have come from the last 3 games have been moving back to the hard and heavy style of play, letting Ryan Reeves play the way that he wants to play instead of holding him back. And you know, different players like that, we let him go and we win games.
Well, going back to the 8-4 nightmare, those games are going to happen in the season. They are. And that's fine. And it's not like Columbus isn't a team that can score. They just put 10 on the Canadians a week before us. I think that game is less bothersome to me if you don't have the week and a half before where we can't score more than one goal.
Right, which sparks the columnist to write something like I did, which was, hey, should this happen? Should we have this conversation? And then that very night, 8-4 happens.
And it's the same problems season after season after season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't make progress when it comes to... Yeah. Like, you can script out the season before it starts. The Blues are going to start hot and power play is going to be great. Then all of a sudden, the power play is going to forget that the man advantage is a literal thing, not a figurative thing. We're not going to score goals, and we're going to give up soft goals, and we're going to go into a slump. It's every year.
Here's the thing. If we don't make it to the playoff, Armstrong's getting a box of poop.
Oh, we'll make it to the playoffs.
You
have to be horrible not to make the playoffs.
So just to clue in Benjamin or anybody else who doesn't know, when Stan Kroenke took the Rams and left, I did a fundraiser to send... There's these companies that will send poop to people's front doors.
Okay.
And it's like animal poop and like manure and stuff like that. And it's generally a joke. They send like a small box for like $19.95. And we use this great company called I Poop You out of California and our friend Guillermo. So we did a fundraiser.
I love Guillermo.
And we raised over $300 to send Kroenke poop. So we sent him 26 pounds of cow manure to his front door.
Wow.
Delivered by FedEx. And so that was when he took the Rams and left and said all those bad things about St. Louis. Well, then, just a couple of weeks ago, his football team was doing terrible, so we decided to send him flowers.
Way to play the game.
Yeah, we sent them through 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. We did it live on the air, and we sent him sympathy flowers.
To his house in Malibu.
Yeah, the card said, roses are red, violets are blue, rhyming is hard, your football team is awful. Love, St. Louis.
Well done.
He was so bothered by it that I got a phone call the next day from China. I was with Hoss, and my phone rings, and it literally says, China, and there's like 40 numbers, and I'm like, hello? And it's like, we are an extension of Pro Flowers, and the recipient of your flowers wants to know if we can release your contact information to them. Nope. I'm like, nope.
Way to stir stuff up, man. Wait, so he was more affected by that than the poop?
I guess so. Interesting. We also sent poop to the columnists in
New York
who wrote that fake article that all of the Cardinal fans were chanting the N-word at Hayward, and we sent that chick the biggest box of crap ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and she never recanted that story, did she?
I don't think so, but it came out
at least admitted that she got trolled by people on Twitter.
Twitter, yeah.
That's exactly what she did.
Yeah.
So when we are unhappy with someone, we send them a very large box of manure. So Armstrong, if he doesn't get us to the playoffs after ripping away all of our veterans, guess who's getting poop? So we had a couple people write in on Facebook already with questions. We have Brian from Webster wants to know what you think about them re-signing Matheny.
Okay, and I wrote about this, and I explained it in this regard. I wasn't overjoyed. I didn't pop champagne and say, yes, he's back, thank goodness. Right. I don't think the fans did either. But of the options that the Cardinals had, it was the smartest move at the time. Other options being you fire him, he got to the playoffs the first 5 years. No matter how mad you are about the way he handles his bullpen or keeps Brandon Moss in there for the entire month or whatever it is, you have to acknowledge what he accomplished.
Sure.
And then the other idea is having him as a lame duck coach where it's that 1 year. And then after that year, you say, all right, should we bring him back? You can't do that. And we're even seeing it with the Blues.
Yeah.
It's an interesting situation because, of course, they have Yo already signed up. But the idea of, like, not having Matheny at an extension but having him be the manager, he's hanging around and saying, like, I'm telling you to do this. And they're thinking, this guy's not going to be here next year. The team doesn't have any faith in him. Why should I? So you don't do that in sports, in modern sports. So.
Well, speaking for the ladies, I just feel like this big man attack on Mike Matheny is similar to the attacks on Justin Bieber and New Kids on the Block back in our day, because they're jealous. He's handsome and tall, and he smells like Brute cologne. And so I just, you know, maybe it's just...
I'm not sure the terms tall, Brute cologne, and Justin Bieber
have
ever been used in the same sentence.
Yeah. I think he's so incredibly good looking that other men are
so is Derek Zoolander, but that doesn't make him a good baseball coach.
You cannot compare Zoolander to Mike Matheny.
Honestly, though, Kelly, I think we're talking about me being hired for the Post-Dispatch. I bet one of their reasons was they were like, if we're going to, we have to fight fire with fire. We need the columnist to be as handsome as Mike Matheny. Benjamin Hoffman's our only choice. Let's go with that.
It's
guy.
It's a valid argument.
I mean, I would go for it. You know, I think we have some more calls, but I think we will like maybe take them when we get back. I don't know. We'll see if producer Stephanie starts waving frantically at me. But thank you for talking sports. Will you guys stick around one more segment and talk about Thanksgiving?
We will stay. Yeah, you've got candy here. Like, we're not going anywhere.
I've got candy, and I've got an amazing game for you guys to play.
Yes.
I just want to say that the two of you are going to see each other in a whole new light when we play this game.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Join the crowd that's moving with Rachel and the Rachel Witt team at RE/MAX. With over 14 years of experience, Rachel is an expert and will guide you every step of the way. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to upgrade, Rachel Witt makes the home buying experience fun again. Interested in building instead of buying? She can help you with that too. Make sure to visit her website, homesalesinstcharles.com, where the MLS listings are updated daily. Or you can call her at 636-720-3836. Tell her Kelly Mano sent you. Join the crowd that's moving with Rachel and the Rachel Witt team at RE/MAX. And start browsing for your dream house now at homesalesinstcharles.com.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Tan Envy in St. Peters, Missouri. As the winter rolls around, I am looking tan 12 months a year thanks to Tan Envy in St. Peters. I personally do the Versa Spa tanning bed. Angela, I don't know if you did the tanning beds back in the day when we all looked like little Martians.
I did not. I've been a Mystic Tan girl.
Have you?
Yep. Except, can I tell you a story after you finish?
Yeah, well, I just want to say spray tans have come so far. Back in the day, you would take them and you like Michael Jackson with vitiligo.
Or Ross Geller in that one episode of Friends.
Yes, that's what
Who says the Mississippi?
And Now I'm an 8 on my front and a 2 on the back. Tan Envy will not make you look like that. They have fabulous bulb beds if you want to do the UV tanning. Like I said, I love the Versa Spa. They are located at 1104 Jung Station in St. Peter's. You can also find them on Facebook and Twitter. If you need any other information, you can give them a call at 636-447-3553. That number again is 636-447-3553. That's Tan Envy in St. Peter's.
Here we go. Thanks anyways.
Here.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
I love Rob Schneider.
Love to eat the turkey.
Wait.
At the table, I once saw a movie.
Can you guys believe that Thanksgiving is this week?
Yeah,
a couple
ready.
Days.
I was a week behind. I thought it was next weekend, so I better start cooking.
You're we're still on Veterans Day.
You can still eat turkey next week. We'll come over for that's dinner next week though. If you want.
Do you guys? What do you guys do for Thanksgiving? And now Hoss is an only child, so yeah.
It's honestly with my dad being an only child as well, and his parents have passed on, and my mom's three sisters are all over the country with their own family. It's really just the three of us. So
yeah.
It's really just another Thursday where I'm off work and we eat at 3.
That's so weird to me because my husband's one of 9 and my mom is one of 8. And so it's like...
It's really kind of boring, to be honest,
people.
Because like we'll eat and then my mom and dad will fall asleep. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'm going to go back home.
Yeah.
Because you guys are passed out and it's 5.
Yeah. On the couch.
Well, we do Thanksgiving at Jimmy's family and then over here with my family. And then later that night, we do kind of like a Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
But my family, I don't know why we started this about 10 years ago. We started playing spoons. At Thanksgiving, and it turns horribly violent every year.
Okay.
I've been pulled over a table twice. It's the game where you pass cards and there's spoons in the table, and you've got to grab them, and the last one without a spoon is the loser and gets kicked out. It's like musical chairs,
oh.
But like...
I played that. It's a fun game.
Right, but...
I thought you meant playing the spoons like when I was on awkward dates that I was trying
no.
to entertain
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Ding, 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 ding. Guess what song this is? Ding, ding,
yeah, ding, you, ding, ding. Your Mike Matheny street cred just went right off the window. But no, it's a card game where you have to grab spoons out of the middle of the table.
Okay.
But like, we're just, my grandparents gave birth to very competitive people and it always turns ugly. And so Benjamin and Angela, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? What is St. Louis's new power couple doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, it is going to be an action-packed day. There might have to be elastic waistbands going on towards the latter half of the day.
I whip out my old maternity pants.
Oh, can I borrow those?
I can lend you some.
Thanks, girl. You got my back.
Yep.
No, we don't mess around. First thing, we do a brunch on the La Raca side. And
Aunt Lisa's.
Aunt Lisa and Uncle Chris's. There's a lot of culinary blood in the family.
Yeah.
So we don't mess around.
Oh,
and there's
nice.
This ridiculous... like French toast casserole and all these eggs and a million different quiches and turkey and all.
Nice.
It's amazing. And then probably breathe for a little bit in the afternoon before
unbutton
take it
your
away
pants, take a nap.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, you'll breathe. I'll probably be playing football with my dad and his high school buddies.
Yeah, that's a good football is a good Thanksgiving Day tradition. We don't partake in that, but maybe we should.
Yeah, yeah.
We're too full. Like we eat so much. It's just,
right.
Just pace yourself.
Bleh. On the couch. Is there any, what food are you looking forward to the most at Thanksgiving?
There's no question. It's stuffing.
What?
She asked me
100%.
Stuffing, 100%.
We did. Stuffing? We had a conversation about stuffing, but I'm a, sweet potatoes have my heart though.
See, I'm not a big sweet potato girl. Everybody loves them and I don't eat them. Now listen.
There is a correct answer, ladies.
There is a correct answer and that answer is stuffing.
You would think that normal stuffing would be the go-to, but Jimmy's family is all Italian and they make this amazing wild rice stuffing.
Okay.
And it is like, it's like wild rice and sausage.
Yeah, I want some of that.
Oh, that sounds
good. I will save you some so when you come over for Friendsgiving in the evening. And I just tried for the first time ever about 3 years ago the cranberry sauce, that gross, the gross jelly stuff in the can.
The stuff that when you take it out, it looks like the
still
can.
Still shaped
just
like the can.
Oh, that crap is good.
It is good. Don't judge it.
It always makes the most obscene noise when it comes out.
It does.
It's like, a really consistent jello. It's super weird.
And
you cut through it with a knife.
The girls, we have to cut that. We have to hold it by the cylinder of the jelly and try to slice
it. Make it look pretty and get rid of those can lines around it.
You have
That's
to get rid
challenge.
Of the can lines so people think you like did it yourself.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to garnish it.
But if you've never taken a bite of turkey and the cranberry sauce at the same time, it's a game changer.
Oh, yeah.
I never.
Still, though.
Yeah.
Still, though.
Still stuffing.
Still not stuffing.
But stuffing inside the turkey or outside the turkey?
It doesn't matter.
Both.
Look, I'm not a snob. I'll go make some stovetop right now and be cool with it.
But here's my thing, if I may. For me, it's only stuffing on Thanksgiving and maybe the day after leftover.
Right.
If you gave me stuffing in March, well, yeah, I guess it's all right.
It's
if
all
you
right.
gave me the exact same stuffing on Thanksgiving afternoon, I'd eat the whole thing.
It's five million times. And then the pumpkin pie with like 8 pounds of whipped cream on top.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah. And we actually have John on the line. John from North Co., who I believe has his own Thanksgiving tradition he wants to talk about. John, are you there?
Oh, yeah. This is John. You know, I got cheap seats and man boobs.
Sweet.
Cheap seats and man boobs. Wait a minute. Did we do a segment about that once?
I think so.
We did. That.
That was me that made that comment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember we had it from somewhere. So what is your Thanksgiving tradition?
Well, we do this thing. It's called a mud bowl.
Yeah.
And every year, we wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Nope. I'm out.
Later.
And we fill my upper property with water.
Okay.
And we lube that turkey up like no other. Like, you know, you thought you're going for a colostomy or whatever, and we use more lube than that.
And what do you do with the turkey in the mud bowl?
Well, whoever scores the first touchdown has to cook the turkey.
Mm.
And do you play football in the mud? Is that what does the greased up turkey have? Do you play football with the turkey?
Right, but it's still in the wrapper. It's still wrapped up. So
sounds
you know,
sanitary.
We're not getting outside. Poisoned or anything.
So you actually play a football game with the turkey you're going to cook, and it's wrapped up, and whoever loses has to cook the turkey.
Has to cook the turkey.
That's amazing.
Do you maybe try to throw the game so that someone who knows how to cook the turkey?
You're like, Nana, catch.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here, Nana.
There's a funny story.
Run.
There's a funny story.
Go along, Grandma.
Before my mom passed and my aunt passed, my mom tackled my aunt and stripped her of her pants because she knew how dry the turkey would be if she cooked it.
Oh, John, you are making my family look like we are from Beverly Hills. I really appreciate that. But yeah, like, I don't know.
It ain't Thanksgiving until Nana's pantsless in the front yard with a lubed up turkey.
Go along, Grandma. Thank you for the call, John. I completely lost my train of thought.
Do you guys know the Thanksgiving song? Not the one you're playing, but the one that Arlo Guthrie did? Alice's Restaurant. Yeah, we had the whole song memorized. My family, when we were growing up, it was a little tradition. They played at noon on KSHE and all the stations. And we all knew it. And my mom, they live in New York now. They went upstate New York. They saw Arlo Guthrie performing at this small church. And they're like, oh, we can talk to him. We can go talk to Arlo. And my mom goes up to him and goes, Arlo, you don't know me, but every Thanksgiving, my family sings all the lyrics to Alice's Restaurant. My kids know all the words. And he goes, that's pathetic.
That sounds like Arlo Guthrie.
Yeah.
Is somebody farting? Is there like, does anybody else hear that?
I would admit it if it was.
Is it my dog?
I usually
blame dogs, yeah.
Okay, so I need my husband to come in here because you guys agreed to play a game.
Yes.
Yeah, we're here.
Now I know that you guys
that fart.
You guys are St. Louis's power couple. However, Hoss and I sort of have this like weird ESP with each other.
Oh no.
We like have the same brain. So we're going to team up. Hoss and I are going to take on Benjamin and Angela in a game.
Bring it.
And so we need the Facebook Live listeners who are watching right now. I guess they're technically watchers. You are going to guess who is going to win the game.
Mm.
Hoss and I or Benjamin and Angela. And the first person to guess who's going to win is going, and then if we actually win, they are going to get the new Highly Suspect CD.
Yep.
What's it called?
The name of the CD is The Boy Who Died Wolf.
And you are going to get a Sassy, Classy, and a Bit Smart Assy Kelly Mano show shirt.
What? Sweet.
Okay, but now here's the thing. Whoever's on Facebook Live has to pick either Hoss and I to win or Angela and Benjamin. Now, I said you guys are going to see each other in a whole new light. So, Jimmy, if you'll start passing out the devices, I will take the small one.
Oh, this game.
I just want to let you guys know that these have been totally and completely sanitized.
Okay. Strained.
So these are what you would call cheek retractors. When you go to the dentist, they put them in your mouth and they stretch your cheeks out.
Thank you.
Okay, and so all
these ones,
all four,
all not the aforementioned colonoscopy from the caller. Yes.
Correct. So here's what we're gonna do, Jimmy. I'm gonna have you be my timer.
All right.
Because did you bring in the bowl of papers?
Yes, I have the papers, but I don't have a watch on me, so...
Hold on, we can use my stopwatch here.
So what's going to happen is we are going to draw phrases out of a bowl. There are 8 phrases, and so we're all going to take turns reading the phrases, and your partner has to guess what you are saying.
Oh, okay.
And they have 30 seconds to do it. You may have seen the Manos have done a video like this before. It's called the Mouth Guard Challenge. We did it a long time ago.
Wow, all right.
I was cleaning my kitchen today, and I found these. I'm like, we are so using these on the show tonight.
This is always my favorite part of any show.
Yes.
This is Fallon-esque.
I was just going to say that.
Actually, James Corden did it with Melissa McCarthy like a year ago. And they just did one little bitty segment on it. I'm like, oh, he did not take that far enough. Okay. So I'm assuming I should start since I'm the one making you guys do this.
I'd like to watch you put it in.
And so what we'll do is we will do, should Haas and I go all 4 times and then they go all 4 times?
No, go back and forth.
Then we're slobbering these all over the place.
That's all right.
Okay.
That's sort of the point of the game, isn't it?
All right. So Haas has 30 seconds to guess what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just want everybody to know that I boiled these this afternoon.
Thank you.
So they are completely sanitized.
When do I hit start?
Hang on. No. I'll hit it. Okay. She needs to look at her phrase.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Hang on. There you go. You got to get your top lip out of it. Oh, that's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to do it that 30 seconds?
We should probably put this.
It's the voice that gets me every time.
I don't know why I always change it every time I put this thing in.
The visual is something else, too.
She sounds like a Fraggle.
Shut up. Okay. All right. Ow. It hurts my wrist.
Oh, my Lord.
All right. 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay. Grab. Okay.
Don't say that with that in your mouth again, by the 30 way.
Seconds. Okay. You ready?
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay.
I'm listening, not lucky.
Lars, Lucky, Colorgs, and Nana Muffins.
Something banana muffins.
Uh-huh. Lars.
Where's?
Lucky.
23 seconds.
Lars. Lucky Hogs.
5 seconds.
Lucky Golarg. Lucky Golarg's.
I got
30.
Banana muffins. Dead.
You were all over it.
Where's Whoopi Goldberg's banana muffins?
I thought
it was honey banana muffins.
Never would have gotten Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, all right. Haas, put yours in. I'll guess for you, and then we'll go over to Benjamin and Angela.
All right. This is horrible.
Make all sure right. you get
that visual. Hang on.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Three, two, one, go!
Oh my God!
Do it!
This is a lost cause.
Okay.
Ibuprofen. Her.
For.
I.
My.
Rain.
Lame.
Rain.
Rain.
Close.
Name.
No,
ibuprofen. Ibuprofen for my.
Rain pain.
My rain vein.
Close.
Ibuprofen for my membrane.
Oh.
Damn it. We got none.
You were around it. Brain pain.
Brain pain. Dang it. All right. Angela and Benjamin.
I can't even get these in. We might need help.
Yeah. So what you're going to do. So the front part has to stick out of your mouth. Like this. See, like
that. The corner of your lips will go like right in these little areas here.
See how in your mouth?
There's plastic on the outside.
Yeah, that's
too.
It. Oh, you got it.
Can you see it?
Let's get that. Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Arcacuni.
I'm stuck. I got nothing.
All right. Well, we'll let Benjamin go first. All right, Benjamin. I told you you guys were going to see each other in a whole new light.
I still can't get it in.
Oh, you got to open it up.
That's
three,
okay. You just got to get it in by
one,
the time he's done.
Go.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Yeah, it's hard.
Hey.
Hi.
I know what he's saying.
Hey.
Keep going.
Hey. Hi. Hello.
Ever heard that rhyme of Clay?
Clay?
7. 6. Clay. 4.
You're terrible, Benjamin.
Angela's the prettiest girl in this room?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not.
Okay. Benjamin.
This was a hard one.
Oh,
that was so close.
Is she fine?
Not even kind of close.
It's just what you thought it was going to be, but couldn't say it. Play some Wimpy Beaver music. I was trying to say play.
I know he was saying play. I could tell that's what he was saying.
I can't. All right, Angela.
You
got to pull it forward.
I can't.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hang on.
There's no way that's what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it's supposed to go.
Look at me.
Yeah.
That needs to be on in front of your teeth.
She's actually never been to the dentist.
Yay! Hey,
girl.
There you go.
Very nice.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
30 seconds. Okay, ready? Here.
3, 2, 1, go!
Zinga.
Zinga. Singer?
Zinga.
Heart. Oh, man. This is tough.
The?
The? Wait, no. Go to the first word. I had all the words.
Jan.
Jan. Dan.
Jan.
You're cheating.
Jan.
Dan. Fan. Dan. Hand.
Jenga.
Is she saying Jenga?
Jenga. Sounds like it.
Jenga.
Jayhawk.
The Harriet Harner.
Oh, Jenga the Ha-Ha! Jenga the Ha-Ha! That's what she said! Jenga the Ha-Ha! I said it!
What was it?
You were so close. Jim Bob the Ferret Farmer.
Oh gosh, man. Darn it. All right, so Haas and I, if we even get one, if we get none.
I think if we get one, we're good for a win.
In all honesty, you should even just if you get a word, let alone
one.
A phrase.
A syllable. I'll take that.
We'll start doing one
we
point
both
per
danced
word.
Around both of ours last time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but like.
But we have experience, though.
Yeah, we do.
They don't.
I know.
Phrase,
from
sometimes
experience.
You need the whole phrase to get the context of.
Uh huh. You know. So, yeah, use that as a tip is do the whole phrase. Because sometimes it helps you figure out other words.
Oh, okay.
I can't. I'm having flashbacks to headgear in 7th grade.
I'm not
headgear.
Right?
It's Joan Cusack in the 16 Candles.
Yes. And she's dancing like this.
All right. I know I look hot. Hang on.
Pretty girl.
I feel your scar now. All right.
3, 2, 1, go!
Okay. Hurl, hutty, oogers. Hurl, hurl. It's a color. Hurl.
Wait, purple. Are you allowed to do that?
Cheers!
No way you're allowed to do that.
Clues!
Hurl.
Purple.
Hutty.
Doggy.
Oh, this is
cheating.
Hurl. Hutty. Hot dog. Boogers.
Boogers. 9. Purple doggy boogers.
No.
Puppy.
Yes. Say
purple
again.
Puppy boogers.
Oh.
4. Oh, I don't know.
We'll see.
Well, now we'll use clues too.
They'll
we'll
use
a new
clues
round.
Too.
For this round.
Right. Use clues.
For this round, you can use clues.
All right.
This
is we should make stuff up whenever we're really bad at stuff. Let's make it up as we go.
No. Okay.
I want to make sure I can't see it. All
right. No, it's not right here.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go!
The big.
I can't see your mouth. Scoot over. Okay.
The big.
The big.
Rarr.
Lover.
Rarr.
Brother.
Rarr.
The big brother.
No.
The big lover. The big mother.
No. It's a material.
Oh, this is.
The big cover.
No.
Just say the whole thing.
The big brother always worked.
The big brother always worked.
No.
The big.
The big brother.
Rubber.
Lawless.
Rubber.
Yes.
The big rubber always worked.
Lawless.
That's what Angela said.
Dang it. I thought we were supposed to keep this show clean.
What happened, Adam?
No, like cleaning the house.
Right, right. The big rubber gloves always worked.
Of course.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. So I think that I got half of a point. Because I kind of cheated. So I didn't get Hoss's, but he got mine, but I cheated. So we have 0.5 points right now.
So all we should just take your other half.
Yeah.
Point.
Let's see. Let's see how we can do this.
Is this it?
No, you're good.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Looking good.
St. Louis's new power couple right here. Looking hot. Looking super hot.
All right. Let's do it.
I.
Dropped.
A.
The mic. A.
Big.
A big. I dropped a big.
Bird.
I dropped a big bird!
That may have been even worse cheating than I did. You get
cheating.
You get 0.5. We are tied.
Okay, okay.
So if Angela can do this, then you guys win. And if she doesn't, then we end in a tie.
I need help again.
You need help again?
This is hard.
Oh, Angela. So these go in front of your teeth. Now put your cheeks in there. Never been this close to you.
Hey, girl.
You got it?
I've actually never been that close to her either. But now I got something to do tonight.
Everybody brushed their teeth this morning.
Right.
Role play dentist. Try saying a word that begins with B.
So this is for all the marbles. This will decide who wins the game.
Seriously, we have a whole bunch.
Is this the last clue? Is this the last clue, by the way?
But are we tied?
Well, we are tied, but Angela can win it right here.
Can we like hurry this along?
Yeah, she's in pain.
All right, let's go. Here we go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Please.
Pass.
The.
You're fine. You fine?
Huck.
Puck with the P. Puck. Keep going. Keep going.
Out.
Please pass the puck out.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, well done. Oh,
darn it.
Nice.
Man.
Spike that, like, spike your headgear like it's a, like
and
it's
they
a touchdown.
They didn't even cheat.
I wanted to do
that. That was a good one.
Can we and do, like, a victory dance?
No, victory dances are banned in the Kelly Mano show.
Okay, good to know.
Damn it.
Wow, so who came in second?
That would be us.
Yep. Good job, you guys. That's not the worst.
That's what we get for not being St. Louis's power couple.
That's true.
Damn it. So yeah, thank you guys for joining us.
That was fun.
Thank you for
I
having
hope
us.
You guys had fun. My little dog and pony show has been going for over a year now.
Dog and honey show.
Yeah, the dog and honey show. And I love having real guests come in, like Benjamin Hockman and Angela. Angela's been in plenty of times.
150 times.
You know that there's like an open door policy for you, right? Like
I love it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we've recently taken the show live, and we're going to have a big announcement about the Kelly Mano show immediately after Thanksgiving. And I think it is something that our listeners will like. So stay tuned for that.
I would say yes.
I would say yes.
We may not.
Producer Stephanie, thank you for all your hard work today behind the scenes with the phone calls. Thank you, Benjamin, for coming in. Do you want to toss out your Twitter handle? I know you're big
easy.
On Twitter.
At Hockman, at HOCHMAN, at Hockman.
At Hockman. Angela?
At Angela LaRocca.
At
super
Angela
clever,
LaRocca.
I know.
And of course, you're going to come back in whenever we promote the movie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I'm so excited. So everybody have a great Thanksgiving. This is our show for the week. We're not going to do another one this week. And then we're going to come back on Monday with a really big announcement. And
yep.
I think the Kelly Mano listeners are going to be really, really excited. You want... Oh, bye, Facebook. Bye, Facebook.
Bye.
Yeah,
thanks
that's
for
it.
Watching.
So until next week, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy. Hoss, what you got for the fellas?
All right.
I feel your pain. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening.
That's all in the past. Legends built to last. But she's got something new. She's a power girl in a 90s world. She's a downtown swinging dude. Cause the ladies love, she's a fixin' our jam. She's a da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Come on, fellas, place your bets. Cause you ain't seen nothing yet. She's the top of the top. She's the best. Yes. Scary baby.
Thank you very much.